You're listening to Mickey Newberry, An American Treasure. It is a summer evening in 1971, and if you were very lucky, you were in a certain folk club in Los Angeles where a bit of history was about to be made.
I was doing the Bitter End West in Los Angeles and started to do Dixie.
The creation of an American trilogy.
Wound up putting the whole thing together on the stage. Of course, the interpretation of taking Dixie and slowing it down was an idea that probably was an outgrowth of Streisand's version of Happy Days or Here Again. I mean, that's such a great idea to take a song that you're so used to hearing done as a da-da-da-da-da song and milking it, you know, because you're getting dual emotions out of it. It's what you're doing.
Dixie was banned, I think, in Georgia. Cannot be performed in a public forum because it was considered to be an inflammatory piece of music. And that's what caused me to do that. I decided to rearrange Dixie and make a ballad out of it. It was kind of my way of taking the Klan's marching song away from them, you know. David Steinberg and myself, we were sitting backstage. It was a big night. There was a lot of people there. Joan Baez, Cass Elliott, Odetta, a bunch of music people. I was talking about doing Dixie, and Paul Kobe came in on the Bitter End. And he laughed, you know, because he thought I was joking. Steinberg looked at me and says, Mickey's not joking about this. Like Kobe, I mean, he almost passed out. He says, you can't do that. Man, he said, have you looked out there and what we have in that audience? You can't do that. He said, they'll tear my place down. I said, well, get a shovel because I'm fixing to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please make welcome Mickey Newberry.
So I walked out on stage, and Ron, I'm going to tell you what. You know, I said, just this last week, I believe it was Atlanta, Georgia, there was a song banned. I said, I just cannot understand why people think a song can be damaging, you know. Well, of course, they assume that I'm, since it's a left-wing audience, that I'm talking about a left-wing song. I said, anybody that loves truth and loves music would have no argument with Blowing in the Wind, regardless of what Bob Dylan's politics or personality was like. Man, I mean, I get, yeah. I talked on and on and on about the injustice of banning free speech and so on and so on. I said, I'd like to do a song for you. I said, this song was requested to be played on the steps of the White House by President Lincoln the day the Confederacy surrendered. And I started out doing the trilogy.
Oh, I wish I in a land of cotton, old times they are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Away, away.
Well, I mean, it was just like there was an energy in that room. It was like I felt the whole audience being pushed away from me. I mean, it was like I could feel this energy just like a wave of wind just pushing them back to the back wall, you know? And I just kept singing. And my wife was sitting between Odetta and Cass Elliott. Cass Elliott, bless her heart. And Odetta started crying. And man, I just got so torn up about it, you know.
Look away.
I had intended just on doing Dixie. And then I just immediately I went into Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Not realizing that Battle Hymn of the Republic was written by a Southerner and Dixie was written by a Northerner.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is true.
Then I immediately went into the one verse of All My Trials, which had been All My Sorrows. You know, it was an old Jamaican slave song, and which I had no knowledge of.
So hush, little chill.
I had heard it done by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I'd heard it done by on a live album by Harry Belafonte at Carnegie Hall.
You know your daddy.
And that's the only times I'd heard it.
He's bound to die.
I mean, when I got through that, the place was just like completely silent. I mean, it was seemed like it went on for 30 seconds. And then, I mean to tell you, they stood and screamed and hollered like you would not believe, Ron. It was the most electrifying performance of my life.
Oh, I wish I was.
And a lot of people thought it was an anti-war song. Some people thought it was a... I got hate letters from the left and the right. It was taken to court in Missouri and all the way to the Supreme Court in Missouri. The week my record fell out of the charts, it was not allowed to be played until they ruled on it. And it was not played in Georgia. If Presley had not done it, it would never have gained the public acceptance that it has now. After he did it, you know, you could go to Vegas and everybody in the world was closing their show with it. There, Tom Jones, Wayne Newton, everybody.